Hello, everybody, and welcome to the War Room. This one is for this weekend's UFC Fight Night. Paul Craig against Brendan Allen. Really interesting matchup because I feel like they mirror each other in a lot of ways. I feel like they have a very similar skill set, but of course, you know, we're going to try and focus on what the differences are in these two guys' game. But you know, they are very similar. I feel like there's a slight difference in confidence on Brendan Allen's side. I feel like he's a bit more confident in his kickboxing range, but I also feel like he's a top game grappler predominantly, and Paul Craig is very good off his back, very good with his butterfly sweeps, of course, with his triangles. So I do feel like they like their grappling games, although on the feet, they're going to look quite similar in a lot of ways. When it hits the ground, they do kind of, their games fit together quite well. You've not got two guys trying to fight from top position and it constantly being a scramble of position changes. This is one guy who likes to control from top position and submit, and one guy who likes to work off his back and either sweep to top position to submit or just submit straight from his guard. So I do very much hope that we do see some grappling in this fight. Let me do a quick tail of the tape, and then I'm going to get into a few details that I think are interesting. Brendan Allen, record of 22 wins and 5 losses. Paul Craig, 17 wins, 6 losses and 1 draw. 1-inch height advantage for Paul Craig, 1-inch reach advantage for Paul Craig. Now, of course, Paul Craig was a light heavyweight. He made his middleweight debut in his last fight. Looked very good, very, very strong. And you know, I was actually surprised, to be honest, he made this weight class because he is, I mean, he's a big dude, right? He's a really big dude. And he clearly done all the right things to get his weight down because he didn't look fatigued at all. He looked full of energy. And you know, he was fighting another big individual in Muniz, who's, you know, an awkward grappling challenge for anybody. But you know what we saw in Muniz's fight with Paul Craig and what we saw in Muniz's fight with Brendan Allen is that, you know, he can be worn down, and that's where I feel like these two guys are going to be very competitive, because they're both incredibly tough. They're both have got that determination to win no matter where they are in the fight. I mean, you look at the Paul Craig fight against Ankalaev, was absolutely wild. You know, what a clamp and a squeeze he must have to be able to get him to tap in the last 10 seconds like that. But that shows you that this fight can change in a second. Like, don't take your eyes off it. Okay, where were we? Turn of the tape. So I'll come back to the stats in a second. So breakdown of their record. So Brendan Allen's got 22 wins, 5 of them by knockout and 13 by submission. 10 rear naked chokes, a key lock, a triangle, and a foot lock. Straight ankle lock, which is quite rare to see. Lovely, lovely. That was Carl Robertson. Paul Craig, 17 wins on his record, 4 by knockout, 13 by submission, the same. But his submissions are the opposite way around. So like I said, 10 submissions by Brendan Allen, a rear naked choke. Either flattens somebody out, takes their back as they turn, or is able to expose their back in a scramble and get behind them and sink the rear naked choke in. Paul Craig, 8 wins by triangle, which is a difficult submission to get. But what you tend to find is you tend to find certain people, like, they specialize in this submission. Like, there was another guy called Paul Sass, who used to fight in the UFC from up in the north of England, and he was a fantastic triangle expert. It's, you know, to the point where people called it the Sass angle. It was like a different little version that he had. And for whatever reason, there are some people that have just got this ability that, of course, it's drilling, it's time, but this ability to know the right time to just bite onto somebody with their legs. And this is, you know, this is what Paul Craig's very good at. He's, although of course he is very physical upper body as well, a lot of his work comes from his legs. You know, even if he's in a defensive position on the ground, he's great using his butterfly hooks to elevate and to move people. And that's, of course, going to be accentuated now he's moved down to the middleweight division, where he's not dealing with guys like Johnny Walker, who are humongous guys. You know, like, Paul Craig's a big dude, but like, some of the guys in the light heavyweight division did make him look small. So in this division, even if he is off his back, he's going to be able to move people much easier. And from that position, when he is scrambling with his butterfly hooks and forcing people to reestablish, this is also where he's able to put feet on hips and start stuffing wrists to start throwing triangles up. And we know how fast he is at that. this is what makes this very interesting, because I feel like Brendan Allen, even if he gets the takedown, which, so I'm giving Brendan Allen a slight advantage in the kickboxing range, but not necessarily because of his kicks, more because of his punches. So for me, it's quite even on the outside with kicks. I feel like Paul Craig can generate a lot more power with his kicks, and I feel like now his confidence is on the rise with his striking. We're going to see more of his striking. But I do feel like his kicking is the core part of his striking arsenal right now. And I feel like if he does land on Brendan Allen, then he's going to really, really hurt him. But I also feel like Brendan Allen can be competitive in the kicking range, but he has the confidence to then step into punching range and kind of stay in punching range and trade. That's where Paul Craig, to me, looks like he either wants to close distance and grab or get out of the way and go back to kicking range. So if Brendan Allen can kind of squeeze him into the right spot but hold him there and defend the kicks, then there's definitely a possibility that he can use boxing to pressure. And I do feel like he has an advantage there. I do feel also like he potentially has an advantage when it comes to body locks. He's very good at getting a hold of people on the midsection and manipulating their base and tripping them and reaping them. And because there is a slight height advantage for Paul Craig, and because now his waist is a bit narrower than it used to be at light heavyweight, I can imagine Brendan Allen being able to utilize that body lock quite well in this fight. But then, of course, if Brendan Allen takes Paul Craig down and he lands on his back, he's going to start recovering guard. He's going to be trying to find half guard or butterfly hooks so he can start manipulating his opponent's base and try and sweep to top position or set up a triangle. I didn't go through all of the submissions, did I? So 8 triangles out of 13 submissions, 2 arm bars, a guillotine, a Bravo, and then a tap to strikes. So a bit of variety there as well. You can also imagine Paul Craig is going to be attacking next wherever he can. So, you know, triangles would be one thing, but of course, guillotines, Bravos, anacondas, Das chokes, all very, very useful submissions, especially for him with these long arms that he's got to be able to wrap people up. What else? I think I've kind of mentioned all of that stuff. Yeah, I mean, like, for me, this is a game of ranges. Like, all fights are. But for me, like, if I'm Paul Craig going into this, I'm like, okay, these are the ranges that I want to try and occupy in this fight. I want to be in kicking range on my toes and keeping space between us. And then if it closes down, that's where I need to be considering how I'm going to land. Not even necessarily landing on top position. Like, even Paul Craig grabbing a hold of a body lock and accepting the takedown from Brendan Allen, or even sitting to butterfly hooks just so he knows he's got them. None of that would surprise me, but that's because of his confidence in his ground game. I do wonder if Brendan Allen wants to go, okay, let me see how my top game works against your bottom game, or if he decides he wants to try and keep this in a kickboxing range. Like I said, a slight advantage, I would say, for Brendan Allen with his hands, only based on what I've seen from Paul Craig up until his last fight. But I do feel like Paul has got the power in his kicks to do the damage. And this is Southpaw the Orthodox. That was one thing that also stood out to me. Brendan Allen has fought a lot of Southpaw fighters. I mean, if I think back through my career, I would say, yeah, see, this has got Paul Craig listed as Orthodox, but he does spend a lot of time Southpaw. Anyway, it seems to be very unusual how many Southpaws he's fought. He's had 13 fights in the UFC, and 7 of them have been Southpaw. And he seems to be very confident against Southpaws as well, partly because it opens up his kicks, but it will do the same thing for Paul Craig. So I do feel like there'll be a good kick and trade at the start of this fight. The advantages for me here are going to be Brendan Allen in boxing range, maintaining that, potentially Brendan Allen with his body lock takedowns, but Paul Craig with his ability to create chaos on the floor and find submissions in the chaos. I think it's a very evenly matched fight, this, and I'm excited to see what Paul Craig looks like if he's pushed in areas of the game where he is already very comfortable, and I think Brendan Allen can do that. I'm excited for this one. It should be a fascinating one. All right, enjoy the fights, and I'll see you next time.